All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, gentlemen. I've been honored to coach you. More honored to take you into the field of battle. But there's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. We need to remember that all through this game. I will conquer what has not been conquered. Defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will practice, go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It is through continents, it is through countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body with my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let anybody be kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out, not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home, instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable with little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Welcome everybody to another Sunday's event. We got Meatball. Red,
Slouch.
We got
Slouch, Red, June, Tone, Motor City Mafia. What's going on, everybody?
What's up, everybody? It's Red, Meatball, Slouch, Fred, Big Tone, Lil Tone. What's going on?
Don't forget our sponsors out there, man. you know, Big Fred out there. That's a nice sponsor, the Motor City Mafia. June on the board, Slouch, Reg, Tone. You know, we always live and un-motherfucking cut every week. Rule number one, no snitching. Rule number two, no muting mics. And how about can somebody call in? And I don't know how to say it. They say Rube. I don't know if Rube was driving a car, or I don't know if it's just a rumor, or that Rube crashed his car. I don't know. That's the rumor that I'm receiving. Can somebody call in and verify that?
Yeah, I haven't heard that or seen that on the internet either. Social network, I haven't seen that either. So.
And we less than a month away for the biggest, one of the biggest races, July 26th. I'd like to give another, give a shout out to my man Phil, Straight Shot Performance, that's having him a race on July 12th at Mighty and Dragway. Everybody need to go out there and support Phil, Straight Shot Performance.
Oh, and, wow. I didn't know that.
Yep. And after us, you know, it's going to be another one.
Phil needs to give me a call, and that way I can, you know, help him pump that up on social network too. You know, it's been real quiet. Yeah. We got 2 weeks to help him promote that. So.
Right, and then you know, after that's going to be August 9th back at Milan. You know, with the Team ZNO, they having a nice big shootout, just as well. Right after us, so it's gonna be nice. Three nice events.
Yeah. July 26th is up on us, man. So if you ain't heard about it, man, you must have had your head in the sand. But July 26th, first annual Midwest Grudge Nationals, $10,000 shootout,
guaranteed,
and. You know, you got heavy hitters. You know, Jimbo was on the site on the show last week or the week before, just saying he's hoping to have his car done, but he should. If you haven't seen his engine on Facebook, you've been missing something. He got a monster. Little Tony gonna be ready. PR Rich over PRE got two cars coming out. You know, Aaron will be back out running strong. You got John Doe debuting that day. You got Dougie and the Masconis debuting that day. You got Lil Cotter debuting that day with a new car. You got several grudge matches set up. You got, you know, Chucky and Motown coming off the trailer. You definitely got Brian Davis bringing the noise. You know, everything, you got Dave Zimmerman out there with his cars coming out. I mean, you know, him tuning his cars, Rich tuning his cars, Straight Shot tuning his cars. You got Johnny Quick coming out, taking no names, taking no prisoners.
I think you got the return of White Trash.
White Trash coming out. You got Johnny Williams coming out. You got DMX taking no prisoners. I mean, you got Wicked Quick Racing, Kip personally. Kip personally told me that he's taking no prisoners. It's don't take it personal. He did say take it personal. Kip said he bringing so much horsepower that he's gonna be able to loan some people some.
You know what, man? You know what? You know what? Tonight, man, I want to get some. Tonight I want to get some Meatballs matchups. Who the fans would like to see? Who the people would like to see? Who some of the racers would like to see? You know, I'm gonna start it off as I like to see. I like to see Kip with the Wicked Quick Racing convertible. I like to see them match up against SVO.
I vote for Dyer, motherfucking executioner against anybody.
Hey, Ball.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's happening, man? What's happening, Red?
What's up, little Tony?
That's Tony.
What's going on, man?
Hey, man.
Man, still on, still on the clock, but I said I was gonna call in and you know.
He in Puerto Rico, man. He know what I mean too. Get out of Puerto Rico.
Hey. Now I see y'all already disrespected me by not speaking about Dom the motherfucking Mexicutioner, and now you gonna start talking about my island, my country. Hey man, turn this.
Oh, we like your island. We like your island. That's the problem. Hey, is that Junior? I thought.
I mean, shit, there's only two Puerto Ricans that call this show. If it ain't me, it's me. I mean, damn.
And you know what? And also, and Lil Tone will be in action on July 26th. And I'd like to, Phil is sponsoring the shootout in Milan on July 12th. Straight Shot Performance Field is sponsoring the shootout. So, everybody get over there and support my big-headed friend, Phil.
Tony, you back on. Yeah, and don't forget, you know, Super Dougie going to debut his missile on the 26th.
Yeah, I mentioned Dougie. I mentioned Dougie in the Moscone. Dougie in the Moscone.
Yes,
hey, Tone,
can
we get a count of who's locked in and, you know, who's racing who? Because, man, I mean, I lost count.
You know what? Junior got him wrote down, but, man, I'm going to tell you something. Oh, Ronnie and Rod with the ghost Mustang, man, them dudes done went crazy, man. They personally
the money
got like nine locked in racers.
Something about the money
team? The money, power, money team said they trying to wear their motor out that day. And they not playing. I mean, they not just talking. They locking in money. They said they trying to race to make a pass every half hour.
Oh, damn.
They already got one Huckleberry.
Huh?
They already got one Huckleberry.
You're locked in with Chad.
Oh.
But they got one Huckleberry.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, is Puerto Rican? What about Puerto Rican Pete? Is he coming out?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he will be there. We got Pete coming, Lenny, and we got multiple other cars that will be in the house.
Yeah, Super Dougie, he locked in with Squinchy. He locked in with Jimbo. Super Dougie, another one that's going off.
Yeah. Hey, and I like the and I've received a video during the week. And like I said, I guess Young Money will have the Nova out there, so if anybody wanna pay their money to drive the Nova on July 26th to make a couple shakedown passes.
Damn, they rent cars? Young Money even in the car rental business? Oh, hold on. And we got to mention, like I say, a lot of guys going to be looking for additional testing and whatnot so forth. On July 19th, Mike Hill, you know, he had his race, and they got rained out. He's at his rain date is July 19th at the House of Hook. Track is going to be set on Kiel. We're asking everybody to go support Mike. Mike is a strong supporter of us, and should be a real good show down at the House of Hook.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Slouch, but I just received some breaking news. Street King of Young Money Racing with the Gold Digger locked in with Lil Tone.
Somebody got to mute their mic, man.
Street Team.
Yes, sir.
I mean, Street King of Young Money Racing with the Gold Digger is locked in with Lil Tony. That's breaking
yes,
news.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
I just received that on my phone.
Yeah. Ed Up, Pro Tree, 8th Mile, the Gold Digger with my car. I'm on 28, small block on nitrous, no bar. He on 29. Big block, nitrous, no
slow
bar.
Down.
Damn.
You telling me to slow down? I said that too fast, Reg? Huh? I said that too fast? Yeah, that's fast.
You wouldn't say you want me to slow it down? Hey, but, yeah. But, like I was saying, Kite Man, it went over there for, past weekend for that race, and he said it was some incredible small block action over there. So if any guys looking to do some testing under optimum conditions, they might want to head on down to the House of Hooks, support Mike Hill, July 19th, and they're having a real good show over there.
Yeah. We're going to have, like we said, Red said, we're going to have bounce houses out there on the 26th. We're going to have free food, DJ. Young Money's coming out there with a rental car test pass. So
no, man, that's called Renanova. Renanova, man, get it right. They coming out there with Renanova.
With the Renanova?
Young Money Renanova.
Hold on.
Young Money Rentals.
Renanova is locked in. That Nova is locked in. Lil Mikey from Young Money is locked in to run Rod, the Nova to, with the GPR, head up, track rules, pro tree, eighth mile. So not only is they renting the Nova, they racing the Nova. Young Money said everything. They said if you want to run one of their tow vehicles, with or without trailer attached, them boys, they running everything they got.
That's why it's called Young Money Rentals. Young Money Rentals. Young Money Rentals. And Young Money Racing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? You got to give them their props. They trying to go. They trying to play.
Yeah, I want to see. I want to see the new debut of John Doe.
And Squinchy, I think four races locked in. Squinchy locked in with Mario with the burgundy car against Mario's white Camaro. He's locked in with I don't know. Squinchy got about eight people locked in that day.
Man, they said, hold on. They said DMX has oil pressure and he's looking good. DMX is looking for a couple of people.
Hey, Meatball.
Yes, sir.
Will Johnny Williams be there by any chance?
Tony, you call me on my personal phone, Tony.
Hey, man. No.
That's a riddle.
What'd you say, Tony? You said Johnny Williams is planning on being there.
Okay.
With his car.
Nah, will he be? Okay, that was the key word I was looking for. I was wondering, was he gonna be there spectating, or will his vehicle be on the premises?
That man is trying to get his vehicle there.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
You
said trying, so evidently he's still working. Does he need any assistance to get his vehicle there? I am extremely attracted to that man, and I got something I'd like to, share with him.
And you help that man get to the track, huh?
Hey, man, I will stop working on my car to get his car to the track. Yes.
Hey, damn, Tom, that's a good friend of mine, Tom. God damn, you hard on him. Graduation. Have anybody heard from Little Will and Bub?
Little Will been locked in like crazy.
Because I know somewhere deep down in my heart. I still love you.
Hey, man, why are y'all doing that to that man?
for real. Y'all really got to cut that out because Bub think that's me, man. And I'm just telling y'all for the record, it ain't. Y'all play too much.
Man.
And I'm, you know what? I'm cool with it. Me and Bub been talking about it. So it ain't. Y'all niggas, y'all brothers on the board need to cut it out.
Man, listen, man.
Hey man, for real. Y'all got Bub thinking it's me, man. And me and Bub don't have a problem at all.
Hey,
I don't know why y'all doing that, man.
Rich, can I ask you a
what?
Huh? Did that man pay you your money yet?
That man ain't paid me a dime yet. That man's about to go through the court process.
Where's my money?
Chris Jarman's about to go through the court process. Check
where's
this out, man. Speaking of Chris
money?
Jarman.
Bitch, huh? Bitch? Where's my money, bitch?
Speaking of Chris Jarman, man, young cat put on Facebook how Chris screwed him on a small block deal. And I'm like, man, will y'all listen? Y'all don't listen to the show? Y'all don't read posts? Why y'all still messing with this cat? He just screwed another guy out of a small block. And the guy, and it wasn't me. The guy posted it on Facebook. I just happened to be tagged on it. Well, he screwed some young cat, man, on a small block deal, man. But like I said, that he got his day in court. I done left it alone, man. I'm just gonna let. That's why I ain't speaking on it. I ain't cracking on nobody. I ain't trying to leave no paper trail with myself on that. And you know, I'll get my day in court on that with him, man. But he still sucks as a chassis guy. He's a scammer. He can't even call me and reconcile with it. You know, but it's just a coward move on his part. But I'm done. That's all I got to say about that.
What's up, fellas? What's
but,
going on?
But why are we wasting time on that punk? We need to be promoting our race. You know. Promoting our race. We got a lot of stuff locked in. We're gonna put you on the best track. We're gonna give you some good food. And for the fake races, man, this is the first time since it's the first Midwest Grudge Nationals. You do get an official pair of socks when you go in the bouncy house. So they are a collector's item for the fake races.
Hey Reggie.
Yeah.
I just had a gentleman walk through the door. He got something he want to say.
Good afternoon, everybody. LT, I know your race is about 30 days away. I like always to call when we get about 30 days out to let, you know, all y'all good people up north know that I'm coming up that way. I got a couple of more openings if anybody want to do something with that bill collection.
How? Oh, why?
All I got to do is do the same thing. Who are we talking with?
That's the owner of the bill collector.
Okay.
It's Mario.
Okay. What's up, Mario?
That's right.
That's what's up.
What's going on?
Everybody got quiet.
Are you there?
Everybody got quiet.
Big dog. Hey, big dog, I don't mean no disrespect, but let me say it the way you need to speak to these guys on here. The man just said, the man that owned the bill collector just said, if any of y'all want some action, please hit the one button.
Hey, any is
hello?
A broad term now, Junior. That's real broad. Now, when you say any.
Hold on. Everybody know it's a streetable car. It ain't a full tilt race car. It's a streetable car. Am I correct or am I wrong? If I'm wrong, shit, you
hold
right.
on.
Come on.
The man got front and rear seats. He has exhaust
Thank
on
you.
The car.
Right.
He's got. Still got the fuel-injected LS motor in the car. No wheelie
That's
bar
correct.
On a 275. He still got roll-up windows and whatnot.
Okay.
Are you trying to sell him? Are you trying to sell him up, or are we trying to rape?
Mario, if I don't tell them something, they're not going to move, man. They're not going to move. I got to give them.
Hey, but listen, I got to correct one thing that y'all said. I got to correct one thing. Y'all said this was the owner of the bill collector. The bill collector really does not have an owner. Last time I checked the title, it's a community car. So, you know, me, Killer, Type, LT, anybody that talks on the car, you know, it's really their car at the time. And, I just want to keep it in my possession for right now. Matter of fact, it ain't really around.
Wow.
Because, you know, Type had, you know, I'm just saying. That's the only thing I got to correct. Everything else y'all said was the truth.
Hey.
We on the cycle here?
Hey, Slouch, they ain't hit the one button yet? Come on.
I hit the one button, god dang it, but I'm already locked in with him. I got his liquor already waiting.
I mean, shit, you ain't got to fight.
Well, Squinty, you got more than one car, though.
Well, you know me, I'm coming with a, I'm like, I'm trying to be like Brudgeon. I'm coming with a community. It's a small community, but I'm coming with a community of them.
So how many that might be? I'm saying right now, I'm trying to buy pistons, rods, and tires.
Oh, wow, Mario. God dang, for real? You might get a crank out of me, but you get all that.
Oh, shit, I don't need no crank. What are you wrong with? I got LL. I can stop cranking. Shit, I don't need that. I can find them a down with them. Street car. Pistons and rods, I'm worried about all this shit I'm going to try to throw at it. I ain't worried about no crank.
God damn, I might be sweeping up parts going down the track with you. Then we got the raggedy street car out there, god damn it.
Well, I'm not going to say
I
might got one of the prettiest. But, you know, I'm into that pretty shit. I don't really care about fast. I'm worried about being pretty before I get fast.
Listen, man, this is me. I can't afford. You said two words I can't say in the same sentence, pretty and fast. I can't say that. It's either or. I can have something fast or I can have something pretty.
Did you hear what I said? I said I worry about.
Yeah, but it go fast. It go fast. I believe
it. I don't know. I'm going to see.
Lighter.
I'm going to see.
You can,
hey,
wait a minute. Am I going to see? You already know.
Do I need to grade the slick?
I'm going to see.
LT, I bought some slick for it yesterday. Do I need to keep the slick on or put a street tire back on? What I need to do? I bought some new slick yesterday.
Now you coming on slicks?
No, I'm saying I just bought something, just, you know, okay, I'm going to do a little something around here, try to, you know, get it a little fast, I think. The street tires ain't working for me.
I was working, Mario. What'd you say?
I said I bought a new set of slicks yesterday. I didn't know if I needed to chime on the slicks, chime on the street tires, or what I need to do. Yeah, I might keep the slicks in case they try to put race cars on me.
You know they're going to put race cars on.
It don't matter.
Martin is a drag-friendly track as well, so it don't matter what you're doing. Use what, you know, come on whatever you're comfortable with.
Look, Tony, I was buying you a bottle of champagne. Now I'm taking it back. You make a show and you try to whip my ass.
Well, listen, also, I'm telling you something else we're bringing with us, in case y'all didn't know, so I'm letting everybody know. I'm bringing a title to it with me, too, because, you know what I'm saying, after I cut all this ass today, y'all might want to keep it up there, make it a, you know, a northern car. So the title will be a group decide, you know, we'll bring the title with us if anybody wants, you know. I'm just letting y'all know, just putting it out there, in case anybody needed one. I don't know what kind of fast shit is up north, but, you know, I'm just saying, I can leave one up there, so y'all can definitely have one to talk about.
what else you bringing?
Shit, I don't know. Whatever I bring, it could be left there. If you need it bad enough, I don't need a plane. They got planes that fly out of there, don't
they? Hell yeah, I told you. I'm gonna make sure you gotta have a cab to the hotel.
Oh shit, that's what I like.
No,
that's what I need to hear. I'm gonna make sure you got that Remy. DSOP.
I got 1738.
No.
Oh, you just want VSOP. No,
VSOP. You ain't got
that VSOP.
You ain't got to even spin it. I understand that, but don't talk more, man. I'm not used to that shit.
You
trying to
run
the price up already?
I tell you,
you want to go spend 200.
So often, so I got to take care of you. That's just how I do.
Okay. Well, listen, you already. Is anybody else on here want to talk about? Or y'all don't have the three people on the show? Where the four at?
All right, let me open up a couple of mics. We got a lot of people in hands up, so somebody probably want to run that car, Mario. 773.
What's up,
man? Oh, not much.
What's going on? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, man? It's Big Spirit. What's going on?
What's going on, Fred?
Man, just on the water, chilling.
Good, man. We got a couple more weeks, man, until the big day, so, you know, that's what we've been waiting on, so it's going to be a nice event for us.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What up, Tony? What's up, Red, Squinchy, Mario? What's going on?
Okay. What's going on? Hey, most of y'all don't know, Fred can speak on it, but his daughter got a new deal with the, I think it's BET Awards. Isn't she there right now, Fred?
Yeah, she's on there now. She's at the BET Awards. She was casted. They hired the model tonight at the BET Awards, and she got a contract with the Mercedes-Benz Collection of Miami, the model next week down there as well. So that was a blessing, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, real quick, I can't pronounce Brandon's last name. What was Brandon with the 68 Camaro? He won the Willie contest down at
Polanowski.
Yeah, their car. He just texted me. Their car will be ready July 26th. They'll be at the show. We didn't think they would have their car done this year, but their car is about 80% done, and it should be at the. It's going to be at the show. If you haven't seen it on Facebook, beautiful paint job, beautiful chassis, big tire car. He's going to be looking to get out.
Yeah. I think they said they're going to be on 29.
Oh yeah, they are going to be on 29. So the car will be at the show. So that's another debut of a beautiful car.
Let me open up some of these mics. 773-6286. Your mic is open. 773-6286. Your mic is open.
73-9248.
Your mic is open.
Oh, my. Off the water racing, young money.
What's up?
Hello.
What up, girl?
Got a lot of boys in the back.
Yeah, we all together. We out eating right now. I'm gonna go on mute. Just leave my. Yeah, leave me on. Leave my mic on. So we out eating right now, all of us together. I'm gonna put it on mute.
Okay.
Hey, there's a television playing in the back. If you're on mute, if you're not talking, go on mute. We'll still leave your mic open. Just come off mute when you want to talk. But if you're not, put your mic on mute if you're not talking so everybody can hear. Appreciate it.
248-0693, your mic is open.
Hey, this is Motown. How's everybody doing tonight?
What's up, Motown?
Hey, this is Motown. How's everyone doing tonight?
What's going on, Motown?
Whole lot of nothing, man. Got the car on the road, actually, last Friday. Suspension's under it. Everything's going good. Just got the car up to temp, hit second gear, and the sprag went out of the transmission.
Damn.
It's all brand new, man. So believe it or not, it was a bad sprag from the manufacturer. So that
man.
I'll have the car back on the road Wednesday though. So we're still all good for the 26th.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you, what, you going up the trailer? You did you get any more races like that, or you just got the only one with Brian like that?
No, just that one right now. Just the one with Brian Davis right now. I want to make sure everything's good off the trailer with him. And I told Dougie that he's supposed to have another car coming, I guess. You might want to run me out the back door. I'm not quite sure yet. I got to see how it goes off the trailer yet. But him and I are talking back and forth when he comes down about running some quarter-mile action.
Okay. All right,
so I'm just going to put my mic on mute right now, buddy.
All right. Yeah, it's going to be a good day there, man. July 26th. Young Money just emailed me and sent me a text that I'm strong. No prisoners. They plan on leaving $10,000 richer. That's the plan. So again, you know, Aaron is looking to go down on little Tony Ass, and John Doe is looking to go down on everybody. So we gonna see what they talking about on the 26th. But they down there turning wrenches. They got Rich kidnapped and can't come out of the chassis shop till everything's done. So they pretty serious over that way. And we know little Tony getting ready. We know Brandon getting ready. We know Johnny Williams getting ready. Everybody, GMX getting ready. And you definitely know Brian Davis coming to swing for the fence. We know that Chad and Kip coming to swing for the fence. Like I said, Kip's coming to loan people horsepower. He said, "I'll take some out and still get around you." You know what I'm saying? He'll give you some. So he's renting out horsepower that day too. So if you need to rent some horsepower, he can give you some. But like I said, man, we got the first annual Midwest Grudge National fake ass racer stocks. And you know, I want everybody that's fake to get a chance to get those stocks so they get in line first. So because if you can't find a race that day, you are a fake ass racer. Yeah, seriously.
You're gonna give you some
you're gonna have everything in drag racing, every kind of car you could possibly want there to grudge race with. So if you can't find a race that day, it ain't your car, it's you. I'm just saying. Like I said, you get to take a picture too before you go in the bouncy house, so you know something you can keep on top of the floor model television. So that's my two cents. We got a young lady coming up to run the shootout, so I can run the bouncy house. So you know I'm gonna be on you, and I'm gonna have a mic too. So be prepared.
All right, let
go
me
ahead,
slouch
up in my mind.
313-4117. Your mic is. Two 4 8 7 3 1 3. Your mic is open. 248-7313. Your mic is open.
It looked like everybody listening to the show while they turn wrenches.
Yeah. All right, let me get some more on here. Hold on. 313-0150. Your mic is open.
Man, young money, man. Take over, goddammit.
My name.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, what's going on, huh?
What up, Randy?
What's happening, man? Listen, man, we it's the Young Money Takeover at Benihana's right now, man. We got everybody out. Rich out here with us. Aaron, we got off the water Cecil over here, Brandon, Big Tire Camaro Brandon, y'all know what I'm talking about. We got S-Y, we got everybody out here, man.
Randy.
That's Benihana's,
Randy, it that's the big booty car until you put some 29s on it.
Hey Randy. Yeah.
This Meatball. Can you let everybody know, man? Can you explain to all the people out here listening, man, about
how the rent a Nova going to be at the track on July 26th. How you can rent a Nova.
Oh, man. You gotta have insurance on your vehicle. $75 a sign the waiver, man.
And you go down to this one, right?
Oh, man.
Randy got the giggle.
Somebody put him in the seat. Yeah, man. We ain't doing nothing, man. I'm having a good time on this beautiful Sunday, man. You know, fellowshipping, man. That's all. They on your ass over here, Meatball.
So who is that, man?
Hey,
who is that talking, man? Who is that
talking,
man? They
on your ass over here, man. Everybody,
who,
man. Cut, shoes,
man.
Mike, Red,
hey,
Steve on your
cut,
ass, Nappy, the chef on your ass. He said what y'all want
hey,
to
listen.
Do.
Hey, Tornell can't say nothing, man.
Tornell right here, he talking too.
Oh, he better be quiet, man.
He say he's pressing one right now. Let him in.
Hey, listen. Tell him let go of the one button like he needs to let go of the trans brake button.
you said Tornell
went mudding in the Nova.
man, that man was holding on to everything.
Oh, man.
Hey, Randy, somebody just texted and said Tornell still got the shifter in his hand.
Tell your ass.
Randy, they said he pushing the wrong button. He pushing
the
trash brake button.
Tornell still got the shifter in his hand.
Hey, Randy, tell him
he's
pushing the wrong button.
Hey, Meatball.
Yeah, what up, though, man? What up, though?
Hell, nigga. You get it. Anything y'all got over there, I'm going to drag your motherfucking ass.
Listen, but you driving, man, we'll run you with this car over here, man.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hey, Reds, how y'all doing? I'm dead serious. Get your ass in something, and I'm going to hit my piggy bank, and I'm going to fuck your ass up.
Meatball.
I think he missed that, my man.
Well, hey, listen, I could barely hear him because he still got the damn shifter button in his hand and with the
hey,
phone. I could barely
hey,
hear him.
Hey, Mike, say you supposed to be driving the Cadillac. What you want to do, man?
Wait, Mikey? Who? That's little Mikey?
Yeah.
Man. What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do?
You supposed to be driving the Cadillac. We're going to let y'all
driving,
go.
With what? What are you going to let her go with?
You driving the Cadillac. You going to drive the Nova.
Nah, we can't do nothing with that, man. We got a street car, man.
We do, too. Cuddy say you going to drive. He ain't never drove before. Fuck you up.
Nah, man. We can't. Nah. He got his hands full with Rod.
I don't want no onion.
You don't want no onion?
Mike said that's easy money with Rod. We looking for the next race already.
Oh, okay.
He said if it ain't daylight between him and Rod, see it. He knows something.
Damn, man. Yeah, he think Rod's a stroke or something, man. Hey, y'all better worry about Lil Will, too, now, man.
Huh?
Y'all better worry about Lil Will in there.
Man, we ain't worried about Lil Will, man. Lil Will real quiet right now.
Oh, he must have. Hey, you know, hey, Randy, I think Lil Will got that yellow and white ticket, man.
You think so?
I mean, he ain't been saying much, have he?
I don't think he got no oil pressure.
Ooh, that ain't good, though, is it?
Nah, that ain't good at all. I can't talk. I ain't got none right now either. But I have some in a minute, goddammit. And guess what? Down on somebody ass, I'm going.
Hey, Randy, who is you looking for? Who you looking for, Allison? Who you looking for?
Man, I'm looking for every motherfucker I've been talking to all women.
Okay. Damn. There's a lot of people out here, man.
Yeah. I'm looking for him, goddamn.
And Gold Diggers, he already locked in. Gold Diggers already locked in with Lil Tony. And who else Gold Digger got?
That's Vaughn.
Oh, you locked in with Vaughn Malibu?
Yeah, downtown sound Vaughn.
Oh, okay.
Now I don't see if he's gonna show up.
The debut of John Doe.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Randy. Ain't Gold Digger locked in with Tim also?
Who?
Yes, sir. Yeah, him and Tim.
Well, Tim, I don't know. And you locked in with Tim out?
Yeah.
He said
yeah, they locked that in.
He said he ain't locked in with Tim out.
I thought they had locked in that night.
Oh yeah, he said yeah with Tim Carr, yeah with Tim Monte Carlo, not with Gold, with another Monte Carlo.
How Carr be on the property?
2,000 Monte Carlo.
What the heck?
Who's that? Hit the butt. Hello?
Who the hell was that?
Who the hell was that, man?
That was Junior. His phone died on him.
Oh. Nah, Aaron says it's with Tim Monte Carlo. The 2000 Monte Carlo. With the big size and all that on it. That's what he locked in with Tim House with.
How many Young Money cars going to be on the property that day?
Man, it's going to be as many as we can get there, goddamn.
hey, hold on.
Hey,
Quincy,
tell
Lil
Chris
hold
he's missing the Young Money meeting, too, man. It was mandatory.
Shit, how many of them going to race? That's the question, man.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
Junior,
yes,
if
sir.
We there, we on the property, baby, we going on somebody's ass.
Hey, Randy, I just got some breaking news. I got some breaking news.
Y'all got a street of streetable car?
Yep, that note we all talking about. You want to try it?
I mean, there was a gentleman on the line trying to get some action.
Yeah, we don't want none of that, though. We racing
already racing them.
Yeah, but you know how I am.
Quincy already racing.
I heard y'all trying to wear the motors out. Shit, what's up?
Hey, Randy, I got a date, the debut of
Godzilla. Stand down.
Hey, the Godzilla and John Doe, that may be a good race, man. Two new cars.
Yeah. Down on their ass we going. If, hey, stay there and we there.
Oh,
it's got to happen. That day. He's talking about Dougie now. Exactly. Now our ass is going.
All right, let me open up a couple more mics.
All right.
313. God damn it. 5817.
What up, dude?
X, what's going on, X?
What the deal is?
What's going on, X-Man? What's good with you?
Man, I'm chilling. Chilling like a villain, that's all.
X-Man, X, I heard you trying to put the name that I'm calling you X on somebody's ass on July 26th.
It's going down.
That's what I like to hear, goddammit.
It's going down. Like my man Ray was saying, X marked the motherfucking spot.
Damn.
I got a couple things I gotta do real quick. She'll be done in the next 3 or 4 days and X mark the spot. It's gonna be like a treasure map.
Hey X, who is you looking at? I mean, you don't gotta answer this, but if you do, who are you looking for on that day?
Hey, man, only thing I got to say, I don't want to answer that right now. But
okay, that's cool.
The car there and oil pressure is good. Fuck everybody. That's the way I feel.
That's what we like to hear, that X. Everybody heard it. Everybody who listening, y'all know who we might be talking about. Y'all know what it is.
Well, let me open up a couple more mics. 313-2685, your mic is open. That's it. Everybody else?
That's everybody tonight.
Hey, anybody got any predictions on July 26th? Who you riding with? Who you think gonna dominate that day?
Nobody gonna dominate.
I'm trying to dominate any street of Bukhaz that's gonna be out there.
Somebody is gonna dominate, Slouch. I think one car in any event, the cream gonna rise to the top. Somebody gonna dominate. Somebody just gonna be on their game that day, just like in NHRA. I mean, if a car hot, he hot that day. I mean, I'm just asking if anybody got any prediction. Are they riding with themselves? If you ain't going to have confidence in your car, you don't need to be in it.
It's going to be hard for them new cars to come out. You know, debuting them cars because you got bugs, things that happen. The cars that's been tested and got them working, that's going to be and been racing. Them going to be the ones. The guys that got the feel of the cars already, it's going to be that one certain car. Chucky got a feel for his car, you know, and Chad and them got a feel for their car. You know, like Mario. Mario got a feel for his car, you know. His car's just been out there doing their thing already. Them the cars that I'm going to be looking at.
Bag of bike.
You're going to get a few cats like that that's going to dominate, you know. I'm hoping we got the feel. We get some testing in with our car and hopefully get a decent day out of it. I'm not looking to dominate. I'm looking to get it down the track against somebody, but I for a Brett car, we're going to try to dominate in our class, you know. And I'm going from the shootout to race, grudge racer, even if I got to do it in between. Yeah, it's going to be a few of them. You got some of them Chicago boys.
Yeah, how you feel about your cars coming out, man?
I know that's tricky, man, because like I said, man, you get them cars down there. Like you heard what my man said, you get a car out there and it's really untested and you got to work the bugs out of it. He had a brand new trans with a brand new sprag in it and it broke. You get issues like that to come up all the time. You get out there and you got a brand new car and you're trying to test it. You see if something ain't misaligned, you know, people have things that happen, something ain't welded in, you got to take it back to the shop and fix it. That's what testing is for. It's hard to get out there.
I'm just saying, you know, we got 4 weeks before the event. I'm just saying, are you guys out there testing? Are you going to be cutting it close? Are you going to have only a week of testing?
We cutting it close because I'm testing this. I'm going to be testing this weekend and next week. But still,
okay,
with a car at a caliber that I'm bringing out, it's hard to have all the bugs out that quick. But like I said yesterday on the show, gas test, and this is opening up a different kind of one, gas test to get their car 100% right. You ain't never going to have a race car right, guys. Get the car out there, get it running, and make it a work in progress and race the cars. Our car, we just got it to a point and we said, come on, let's race. And we was testing and grudging at the same time and working the bugs out and doing a little bit more every week. You can't do everything at one time because you got to get it on the track to see what the car is going to do. You know?
Right.
You got to see what the car is going to do.
You know, it's good. We can scream all this. I'm going to go down on you. I'm going to knock you off. I'm going to do all this. But you still got a new car. Truth to be told, it takes at least a good 2 months to get it where it's really doing what it's supposed to do.
Well,
and that's truthful. That's truthful. You know, I'm going to still grudge because I got a race car. It might have bugs. I lock it in, and I'm going to race the guys, or I'm going to pay up. But if I got one wheel on that mug and I can get it down the track, that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. You know?
Hey,
you never know what's going to happen.
Now, can you, you know, just to make sure everybody know, who's all in your camp? Who is your camp?
Never Scared Young Money. From what I'm understanding, what we bringing is, Never Scared is White Trash. Never Scared Young Money is Lil Chris, Spoiled Brat, Yellow Thang mainly, Dark Vader. You got Gold Digger, Young Money. You got John Doe, Young Money. You got the Nova, Young Money. You got that pretty green ass, goddamn, Duster. You got that pretty green ass little the cook's car, nappy car, you know. You got Trinell coming out with a badass Malibu, the gangster boot. I mean, I forgot what he called it, but he got a badass boot. Boo Nasty. Boo Nasty gonna be a bad bitch, you know. That's another project that Rich is doing. It's some cars in my camp, and it's coming close. And I'm hoping that the main cars make it that's been doing something this year. You know, because they're working together as a collective to get them together, to get them out there. You know, and they're some pretty badass machines. You know, I work for my team to know what I'm going to have out there. You know, I'm going to have the cars out there to run. You know, I got a hope. I'm hoping White Trash make it. I like that.
I'm hoping Yellow Thang make it. That's, you know, that we ain't seen that. The last time we saw that car at 131, it made a ridiculous pass. And, you know,
that car has a legacy to fulfill. It will not come halfway. Okay. It's not a car that's being halfway, quarter way done. It's being done 1,000% correct, you know, and that car is strictly, it got a one or two home races. Other than that, the Southern boys are going to have a real issue with that car. The Southern boys, maybe one or two cats out of Chicago. Other than that car is going to be pulling the trigger down south. That's what that is.
Tell a lot of us don't know about Dark Vader, man. We know about the little Chris car. We know about Yellow Thang, but Dark Vader is something new coming out. You want to touch on it?
Yeah, I'm going to touch on it. Dark Vader is a 85 GT, big block, 29-inch nitrous. That's his new car. It ain't even actually his new car. It's on a Willie Barber. We're going to pull it off. I got it on a 29. I'm actually going to put a 28 on it for that race. That's his new car, but it's been revamped. It's been redone. We took the old motor out. We started running Spoiled Brat, and we were running that car, and we've got his new motor finally in the car and running. And that's the car that he's going to be coming out. You know, we did a lot to the car to get it to where it was and make it safe so he can get out there and race with the big boys. Now, even though we've been jumping up there with him, that's just jumping close. Now we want to jump in there with him. We want to be able to race the Kips, the Tony Bynes, and that's one of the races I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get Tony Bynes to lock in with what's the other car they got? Not Rambo, but it's right up under that car. Me and him discussed it this week about trying to lock that in. Man, I can't think of the car, but they bringing it up because Chucky was gonna race it off the trailer. I'm trying to lock that in. That's the caliber car it's gonna be. But that's that. I'm trying to put him up against Tony Bynes. I really wanted to call out Trigger Man because he raced Trigger Man in one of their cars just over the winter, Juliet, and he treated him. That's why I was trying to get to see if they was coming down and put Lil Chris up against them. That's what we're trying to strike at. I'm not trying to strike at our boys at home, but that's what Dark Vader for Chris is for, to try to strike at them cats down there. That's the car he's going to be dealing to make his name with, you know, to do his thing with. He just cutting his teeth, now he's going to start putting it down, you know. But we got a nice car, man. We got a nice car. We did it up, you know, glass and everything from top to bottom.
That's what's up, man. It sounds like Young Money coming strong. Y'all coming real strong.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like your program is real solid, too, man, with, you know, having three cars. I know, like you said, you never get it 100, but just the fact that you're able to get three cars out and grudge them all, man, you know, that's a tall task, brother. And we wish you well. We know that, you know, what you've been working hard at it, so.
And I stay real low-key about Yellow Thing. I try not to talk about that one so much because that's my baby. Yeah.
Hey, I got somebody on the line. He looking for Randy. Randy, you still on the phone?
Young Money, where you at?
They eat.
Yeah, I'm on.
All right, I got somebody on the line looking for you. You can go ahead, Skip.
What's up, Randy?
What's up? Who there?
This Batman.
This who?
This Batman.
What up?
Oh,
man, who?
This Batman, man. This Skip. Get that chicken
up,
out your mouth.
What's,
hey,
what
is it gonna,
what's going on?
What is it going to take for us to lock in with that Nova that y'all called me out with?
Man, you got to deal with the chef, man. Nappy Pappy.
He in line. It don't matter which one is there. I'm going to run them
both.
You
got to deal with him, man.
I
want to
deal with
the... Hey,
hold on. You called me out now. So me and the chef already locked up. This is a different deal. I'm trying to run the whole crew. Don't just put me off on one.
What you trying to do?
Skip. Stop telling you
trying to
run the whole crew.
Well, you know, Squinchy, not you, but, you know, me and you talk, but, you know, the rest of them. The other 16 cars they got.
What are
you
trying to do,
Skip? Lean head up, spray to spray, motor to motor. How you want to do it? Eighth quarter?
Head up.
Yeah, head up. Don't you got a big block? You can't run my small block?
We ain't ready for that yet, Skip. When we get it right, man, we'll come
back. I'm gonna make you a deal you can't refuse. I tell you what, we run head up, y'all spray it. I'm gonna run on motor.
You gonna let us spray? You gonna run on
motor?
I'm
gonna let y'all spray. I'm gonna run on motor, and I don't care who driving.
Lock. How much you wanna lock in for?
I don't know. We lock in 500, 1,000, something like that.
With your car?
With my car.
Okay, that's a lot. You running on motor, we spraying. Head up, 8 mile. Or out the back door, either way we feeling like.
You want to do it on
the 12? Out the back door.
Yeah, that's what I want.
We gonna run you out the back door.
Yeah, let's do it.
You down the 12.
Hey, you know, hey, Randy, you know what's so funny, though? Skip is ride or die, but he's still an unofficial member of Young Money.
he done drove a Young Money car before, but we got to fuck him up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we can still be
this business, you know. I'm going to come eat with y'all afterwards, but, you know, at the racetrack, it's business. You know what I mean?
We'll try that, Skip. We'll try that. I don't know about the 12th, man, but. Definitely before the end on the 26th, we'll try that.
It's going to be hard to do it on the 26th.
You might be,
it's too much racing going on.
You're going to be pulling double duty, Skip, that day.
I know.
No.
Maybe triple duty, but, I mean,
yeah,
I'm ready.
As long as the car there, Skip, it's a lock on the 12th. Then. We'll try it.
Motherfucker, I was going to be using your ass.
I'll be there.
All
right. Hey, but one thing, people keep talking about the rental car. People do not know how pretty the rental car is for what it is. For what the little car
is,
that's a pretty ass little car. That car looks like you could just roll it down the street. There's no one.
Right.
That's y'all call it, the rental car.
That's the rental car. The rental car pretty motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker pretty.
Them three, you know, them three can get their straight, bro.
Woo! They was asking a minute ago. I don't know if you heard. Is the chef gonna be out?
Yeah, the chef should be out. He ain't got no oil pressure yet, but the chef should be out.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. We going as a group. We might have to borrow that. I might have to break that wedge trailer out so we can load up two and three at a time to get them down there. We're going to make sure everybody gets there.
There's going to be a lot of shit going on the 12th. I mean, not the 12th, the 26th. Hopefully everybody can get these merge races off. I think it's going to be kind of hard. There's so many. I got a few guys from Chicago to race. That's why I picked the 12th on Milan.
I think, yeah, that's going to be a good test bed for the 26th, the 12th field race. I think everybody's going to be out.
Hey, real quick, Skip, we got a lot of races set up, but we run in a tight schedule. So we got a pretty good handle on how to flow the event. That way we won't have any hiccups. That means, you know, we're going to – we've been preparing for this for over the whole year, so logistically we got it down packed where we can run those cars. I mean, we got the full staff that's going to help us run the event from US 131, so they're used to running big events. I don't know if you guys saw the event they had yesterday, but they had the largest car count ever at their track yesterday, and they got it done in one day. They had three classes on a run thing, so we're going to use their experience. And you know, and just, you know, we're gonna really just assist them in what they're doing. It's our event, so we just gonna run as smooth as possible. Like I said, if you need to run, I mean, why wait so late? The track, if we got good weather, the track opens at 11. The night before, you got test and tune, so you could test. If you guys want to hang out that night, we're planning some good things. You know, if you guys want to stay that night, you can. But the track could be up and open and ready for,
man,
you know, ready for you guys.
I'll be there.
And we're running till 12.
Okay. Right. Cool. One thing about Martin, y'all ain't got it. I want you guys to get there. Don't come there with the Milan man conception and think that the track got to come around. Once that track starts hooking, it hooks all day. That track will hook all day. So come there and that track will work. That's one thing about that track. It will work when it's hot out. So it's a good working track.
They drag the whole quarter.
Yeah.
They spray and track the whole track. So it's going to hook. You know, one thing that's going to change is that we're not going to have the VIP wristbands. Their concern was just the amount of people on the track. So, you know, we'll let you guys know how that's going to work. But logistically, we got a handle on it. It's going to, you know, you guys are going to have a great time. If you've never been, the track caters to the drivers. We cater to you drivers. You know, it's an event that, you know, we're putting on just to, you know, give you guys a good facility and track to run on. I think the competition is going to, I think it's going to be some amazing competition there. I think it's just going to be, it's going to be some surprises. It's going to be some guys that just, you know, putting their foot up people's asses that night. And I think it's just going to be some good grudge racing that night, man. I think it's going to run all through the day. I think guys coming to fight. Royal Rumble, man. You know, every man for himself. Every team for itself. But, you know, ride or die always come correct, man. And you know, like I said, it's hard to bet against a Skip when he killing you on the tree. You never know how you coming. So that's the cool thing. You never know how Squinchy and those guys coming. You never know how any of these race teams are coming because we just don't know. That's the element of surprise. That's That's the cool. That's why you want to show up, because you just don't know what's getting ready to happen. But you know something going to happen.
What is the prize for the shootout? What is the entry fees coming through the gates to buy into the shootout?
What do you mean?
How much we got to pay to get in? Is it a free one? I don't know. There's so many of them going on, I can't never remember. That's why I'm asking for the gas.
Well, on the flyer, $45 for cars and motorcycles to enter. $1,000 buy-in for the shootout. $25 for spectators.
It's $1,000 buy-in for the shootout. Okay.
Y'all might
get 30 cars in the shootout. 40 cars.
We got a lot of people,
and then we might only get three, so we're taking the chance. So you know, we guaranteeing the money, so we putting up our money. Like I said, but that's, you know, again, he asked about the Florida event. We pretty much got a good handle on it. You know, we've been planning this a while, and we did last year, and it was a good event. The year before, It was really big, and we learned a lot. So we took all that back and got with the track and asked the questions, how can we run a smoother event? And I think we got a really good handle on it. But, I mean, first and foremost, like I said, before you guys even show up, we thank you in advance for supporting the event. And, you know, like I said, you know, without y'all, we wouldn't be able to put on an event, like I said. But, again, we want to get the best grudge races in the Midwest, an opportunity to come out and grudge against who they want to grudge against. The event is not the shootout. The event is actually the grudge race. The shootout is just, you know, a thing that is a filler. So,
right.
You know, come to run, man.
I don't doubt. I mean, it should flow good long as, like you said, the weather don't rain in the beginning or we don't have a bunch of wrecks. You know, that's the only two things that can fuck us up right there.
Yeah.
A bunch of wrecks and weather. So,
but yeah, we didn't
know.
Kitchen on kill.
So the grudge race, hey Reg, the grudge racing is priority, correct?
It is priority. Grudge racing
number
is
one.
Priority. The shootout is not priority. The grudge races that are set up are priority.
Okay.
This is confirmed
grudge races, not this, you know, me and you gonna pair up just so we can sneak through there and get a pass. So
your money gotta be up.
Grudge races. Okay.
Yep. On the lanes for grudge racing only is gonna be lanes 5 and 6. Lanes 4 and 3 is gonna be for the shootout. The 1 and 2 is gonna be testing soon.
And you know what? As the race thing gets closer, we'll give out more. Like George is mentioning now, each week we'll tell everybody, you know, what lanes are for what. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. What lanes will be designated for what? And more as we get closer in the next 2 weeks, you'll get more information from us about times for the shootout, what time it's going to start, what time we're going to have a driver's meeting, what time testing and tuning is over, what time testing and tuning starts. So we'll keep feeding you that information in the next 2 weeks, where the third and fourth week you'll know exactly how the event is going to flow, so there's no confusion. Put it on Facebook, we'll put it on Twitter, we'll put it on any of the grudge sites, and we'll continue to talk about it on the show. But as time gets closer, within the next 2 weeks, you should know exactly everything, times, dates, cost. Actually, if you need to know any information, go look at the flyer on Facebook, or we'll email you the flyer, or you may already have a flyer. But we'll keep reposting those things. That way you can get knowledge on how the event is actually going to flow. You know, like I said, we'll put down, rules for the fans, the rules for the drivers, and you know, our expectations, you know, for the drivers and the fans at this event, because it is a family event, so we expect.
Oh,
somebody's talking. It's a family event, so we just want to make sure, you know, everybody has a good experience here at the at US 131. But, you know, again, it's going to be a great event. We put a lot of time and thought into this. So we just hope that all those things come together. So. Where we at? Did we lose everybody?
Oh, you didn't lose me.
Hello?
I was just on mute. That's what's going on. I had a question. I can't even think of it.
Well, yeah. It, like I said, I think it's going to be a lot of good race teams out there. I can't wait to see Dark Vader. I can't wait to see Yellow Thang, Lil Tony Carr, Dougie Carr, Brandis Carr. Everything Young Money got coming out of that camp. It's just a lot of good cars coming out. Lil Cecil, I'm looking forward to seeing his car. I know he's been putting a lot of time in there. So, you know, it's going to be a good event. Brian Davis, his car. We just a lot of, and you know what? There's some cars we ain't even seen that's coming out. There's a lot of people being real quiet. You know, we'll see what happens. Slouchy is still there.
I tell you what, though, I'm going to try to set the president's forward for the president's for that. I'm coming up to try to be the first one to grudge race. I'm making that prediction. I'm going to try to get the show started. You know, I'm going to make a hit, turn, come around, get the car prepared, and come on and try to get my race off early to get the people in the swing of things, you know. Because that's what happens. You get there, everybody get to lagging around, trying to make hit. Wait and see what this guy going to do, that guy going to do. I'm grudging.
Who
grudging.
You are?
If them cars ready and my guy ready, I'm coming off getting on top of it, you know. Because like
Squeaky,
I said, I'm putting the trailer ready.
Hello? Squeaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't got to take
yeah.
for the game. You don't win crazy. See, who you got
yeah,
locked
man.
In?
Yeah, man, you know, I got grudging Mario locked in. I got Lil Wheel locked in. If he got oil pressure and is on the property, if DMX
right.
is on the property, I got him. I
right.
got Dougie locked in, which me and Dougie gonna get out. Dougie, my old
right.
driver, so I'm you know that's more because we just want to have some fun, you know. We don't
right.
want to get that done. Then I got if they show up and get on the property, I'm hoping it might work out. I want to get the Incredible Hawk. I want to go on and race them with Spoil Brat. So the Brat
right.
gonna be putting in work. The Brat gonna race. I'm gonna
oh,
put
yeah.
in work
oh,
with
yeah.
the Brat. And who else? It was one more. Let me see. I can't even think about it. I got so many. I got them at home. Wrote
man,
down.
Man, you better write that shit. Write that shit down.
I'm gonna try to light it on fire. And any of the Southern boys that don't get races, I don't care if we do it, lose something. I'm gonna get out there and try to accommodate them. You know, them boys didn't come down to just grudge race. I mean, just to look. And if they can't get a race, I'm gonna make it happen for them. I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna go on and race them. You know, or will. If they give me something, if they don't. If we work it out and we get them. Or time we get next to each other, I feel like I can do it, which you know, I feel like I can get next to a pro mile, and he might knock the tie off. I'm going to race him. I'm going to go on and race him, you know, because them guys ain't coming all this way just to look at us, and I'm going to accommodate them, you know. That's my motto. Never scared. Seems like we'd have lost everybody tonight. Junior, you still left?
Right. I don't know where. I think a lot of people might still be on mute, so. I know Slouch.
I was waiting on
Junior
to come
board.
Back because we had a topic that we was talking about the young. You know me, I'm always tooting. I don't want to talk about this, my little prize, what I got, but we was talking about on another show this week about the young guns coming up. Junior's making some hell of a point when I brought it up last night because Willie Dog had a hell of a show about that. What's, you know, how are these young guns looking, what they doing, how they looking, you know.
Who else, besides your, Besides your son, who is the other young gun?
Well, I mean, they got a Mike Hill got a guy down there called a little young cat down there called Nephew, and it was another guy that they was talking about. I can't even think about it. I don't know if he, and I'm not sure because you know how these shows can get confused. I don't know if it's other young guys out of Texas, but they say he a killer. But I know Nephew won a couple shootouts, and you know they say he a killer on the tree. And he can drive, he driving around people and things like that. And I actually went and got some videos. The cat looked cold. You know, he's driving. He's doing his thing with the car, you know. And if anybody know any newcomers, call in and let us know. You know, who the baddest new cats out there? I want to find out. I want to find out who they all are and do research on them before the end of the year, because I would love to put a young gun shootout on, you know. That would be the thing to do, you know. I would love to see that. We've talked about it, and I've been researching and checking in the track. I would love to see a young gun thing like that. Some cats of Chris Caliber,
hey,
you know, up and coming, hungry ones.
Hey, Squinch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to ask you this question, but let me open up these couple of mics first, and I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
Hold on one second. 312. 1064, your mic is open. 312, 1064 is open. Three, 1, 3, 65, 65, the mic. Three, 1, 3, 86, 46, 85, your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? It's Brandon.
What's up, Brandon?
What's going on? Hey, I just want to get on here and let y'all know, I do not, I repeat, I do not have a big tire car. 29, that's it.
You know we was just busting your balls, Brandon. We know that. Brandon, we was busting your balls, man.
Hey, Brandon, where you run the to call in from, man?
Hey, man, I had to go take a pee, you know. Y'all motherfuckers been peeing all on the floors in the damn restaurant in here. Y'all motherfuckers. Oh. Hey, man, I came out to the restaurant with Young Money, man. We had fun. Good time
y'all,
out here with these guys.
Y'all up here at the Japanese place up here, right by me?
Yeah, these motherfuckers even eat slow up in this month.
I'm finna come up there and harass all you bitches. I can see you from my house.
Hey, man, Cecil had the biggest plate of rice I ever seen in my life. Yeah, six bowls of rice.
He told him to keep piling it on, huh?
Cecil probably was on the feet all day.
Cecil got the munchies. What the fuck that is? All
right. All right, let me open up this last mic. 313-435, your mic is open. 313-8435.
Yo, man, it's the chef. What's up?
What's going on, man?
What's up? What's up? What's
you?
Up?
Where you?
Get your ass at? Hey, look at him.
He right around here somewhere. He listening.
Hey, Steve. Where you at?
I'm right here, buddy. I'm right here.
What's up? What you doing?
Give me that 22-1.
Huh?
You say what now?
What are you doing on the 26th?
I'm waiting on you. All you got to do is show up.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
If you want to race today, I'm ready.
You can do this early.
Man, I got a lot of shit. I got a lot of shit. Listen, I got a lot of shit locked up for the 26th. I'm trying to do it before the 26th. If I get to Martin, I got a lot of Chicago shit to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'll be ready on the 26th. I ain't going to say the 12th because my car might be not be ready. You know what I'm saying? On the 26th,
right,
I'm cocked and loaded.
Well, we can do it on the 9th.
You can race at 12 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Don't matter to me.
Well, I already got like 6 races locked in for the 26th, man. I mean, if I can get it off, then good. If not, we'll do it on the 9th, or we'll do it on the Wednesday. It don't matter. We can do it tonight. It don't matter to me. I'm waiting on you, so you ain't got to look for me because I'm going to find you.
You talking in tons. How can race tonight? I don't got no motor.
Well, whenever you get your motor. I mean, I'm waiting on you.
No, I'll be there on the 26th. I'll be ready on the 26th.
All right, I'll be there. I ain't locking in.
You the one said, time we get on compound. You the one said, time we get on compound, it's locked in.
So every time I see you there with my car,
on the 26th, it should be no say-so.
Hey, I'm always trying to race you.
Go ahead and get down.
Hey, I'm always trying to race you. It ain't me.
That's what you said.
That's what everybody said.
Whenever we get on the compound, it's locked.
All right,
I'm
going to
be on the 26th. We locked.
Well, I got 4 races to do before you, so, I mean, if I get them off, then you next in line. If you can get your car down before,
I'm
going
to knock your dick hold out. I want to be the first one. I'm going to knock your dick hold out. You ain't going to race no more.
You say that every time, but when I show up, you go fucking high.
Okay, let's be the first one then.
I got more important first. I already done stuck your dick in the dirt.
You got lucky, man.
I'm letting you wear bars and everything. Take your bars off. I'll run you on motor. Can you beat me motor to motor? Run me motor to motor first.
I do too.
My shit run both ways though. If you make so much more power than me, run me both ways. Show me you got a bad bitch.
I don't run both ways.
All right, you got a rich bitch, man. I don't race more than you in your lifetime.
You don't want to race
in 2 years in your lifetime.
Get off the mic.
What are you talking about? I'm the most raised motherfucker out there. What the fuck you talking about? I'll see your weak ass at the Quincy. I'll see your weak ass.
If you got luck, I want to pay attention, nigga. If I want to
that ain't my fault,
nigga.
I built my shit in the backyard. You can't get your shit to hook.
If I don't know what to pay attention, nigga, you want to be shit. Shut your slow ass. You ain't shit before you left.
You ain't shit now.
Who put me in your cab then?
Man, you had a 15-second.
Nobody.
You had a 15-second car, man.
Who beat me in your camp then? Nobody. Shut your ass up.
Because you ain't raised nobody. You ain't raised nobody in my camp. You gotta raise somebody in my camp to beat him. I had to beg you for that race, man.
Shut your ass up. You nobody. You ain't riding that, washed up.
But I'm still winning races, though, bitch.
I'm still winning races, right?
I'm washed up winning races, though, right?
I'm 26 and lined up, bitch. Man, make some sense, motherfucker.
You ain't ran no race. Who have you beat in two years?
Hey, you ain't even have piggy bank.
You didn't even have $20 on that race.
You bring your whole piggy bank.
You didn't even have $20 on that race.
Your whole piggy bank.
I'm bringing it. What else you want me to say? I'm bringing it. Who have you beat though?
If I'm that easy, race me first in with your piggy bank. I guarantee you I have more money.
I'll be there. You better get that car dialed
in.
Get it dialed in, man. You talking about somebody? Are you listening?
I guarantee you won't be broke.
Are you listening? I work every day. I'll never be broke. Who the fuck
you
talking about?
You'll be broke. Bring your whole piggy bank and bet on me. You say I'm easy. Bet on me. I guarantee you.
Nappy, who have you beat, man?
I'm going
to
beat your ass.
All right?
I'm going to
beat you. I'm going to race everybody in the game.
Man,
who have you beat?
Shut your weak ass up. I'll see you on the 26th.
But
you ran for me.
Why would I run from somebody who already beat? What the fuck are you talking about? I had to beg you for that race. Beg you, man. And then you didn't have no money on it. Randy
put
up all the money.
How you begging, Skip?
Because I had to go over there ten times. I had to go over there 10 times before you raced.
I told your ass on that day I'm not ready.
You said you were ready. You were talking the same shit. You talking the same shit you talking about.
I told you. Hey, Skip, like I told you at that day, you don't scare nobody. You slow, nigga.
I'm not trying to scare you, man. I'm trying to race you. I don't give a fuck if you scared or not, nigga. I'm ready to race.
You know, man, I don't want to
see you on the
26th. No more. 26 is locked on the count. It's locked.
You retarded motherfucker. You know that? Next call.
Wow.
I'm letting him wear his bars and everything. That guy's a clown. I'm letting him wear his bars and all that shit. My backyard built shit, and he can't fuck with it.
Lock it in, then.
It's locked in. We both dead. We gonna race.
Hey, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Yep.
All right, let me open up this mic right here. 312-064. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up? Was it Larry?
Yeah, it is Larry.
What's up, Larry?
How y'all doing, man? How's everybody?
Doing good, man. Just doing it Sunday night. Oh, yeah. Also, Larry, I wanted to commend you on the show you had. That was a nice show.
Huh?
So I want to commend you on your show last night. That was a nice show you had.
Yeah, thanks. I was having a hard time hearing you because I was hearing some background noise, but I wanted to come in and tell all y'all, I appreciate all y'all that came in, man, and supported what me and Mr. D was trying to do, and I'm turning around and I'm giving the same thing right back in return. I'm coming to give y'all some support tonight, and
okay.
Hey man, we're gonna try to make it get greater later, okay?
Got to. Yeah. Who all on this line? Let me wall on.
Just my regular. You know, I never fall off. This like going on.
So
what y'all got going on tonight, man? Just talking about the up-and-coming event we got, that Grudge Inc. show we got down there in Martin, Michigan, then followed up by that August 8th show down there in Milan, Michigan.
Yeah,
you know,
we talking about
$10,000 shootout.
You talking about me fucking up nappy bars and no bars?
Okay. I'm on the right show now.
Oh yeah. We keep something going on. Young Money keeps somebody hot.
That's what you talk about. That's what you tell for. Enjoy yourself and do what you do.
Yes, sir. We're going for football numbers on the wins we get. With our car, the cars we got.
Yeah.
Skip, I gotta love you, but he had my cap. I gotta go with him.
Bro, you got to do what you gotta do, man.
You know, I still love you though. You know,
I'm gonna give you your money. Hey, I'm gonna give you your money back though.
Because
you my man. I'm gonna give you your money back.
All right. Okay. That sounds good.
We're gonna have some misunderstandings on the 26th. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Nappy gonna drive around, Skip. You know.
He's gonna have to shoot. He can't run me pill for pill. He can't run me no bars.
Hold on. He said drive a little. I'm gonna be chasing that tree down there, slow motherfucker. Like last time.
Well, I'm talking about that. That's right.
If you just learn how to drive. Like you said, he didn't have no heart. He told me that himself. That's why he was scared at me. He admitted it. Now he got balls all of a sudden.
He contradicted himself.
What?
You know you like to raise a legend.
You say what? I can't hear you, man.
You never done.
I think he called you a racing legend.
You said, what I did, you never done.
What you did? What's that?
What I did, you never done.
Get locked up?
What?
You ain't had a quarter of the races I done had, motherfucker. I've been racing 25 years, and you motherfucker, I do 50, 60 grudge races a season. What the hell are you talking about? You do one or two.
Nigga, the time I was out here, but I was racing every night, nigga. Fuck you talking
about? Man, we the same age. I was out there when you was out there. You was racing 15-second cars back then.
You didn't have a car.
Man, what are you talking about? How old you think I am, bro? I was out there when you was out there.
You didn't have a car, Skip.
Man, I had a red Capri back then.
You didn't have a car.
88, 89. What year are you talking about?
You didn't have a car, Skip.
You was going 15 seconds back then.
You was going 15 seconds back then.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You was on sideline chewing bubble gum, nigga. You didn't even have a car.
So what was you doing when I was out there, Ray?
I was just getting touched.
You was getting your asshole blew out like I'm going to do it on the 26.
Mister, do you got a piece?
What's up, man? I'm going to throw your ass over so big your girl ain't going to recognize you.
I hear you, bro. You better ask somebody. Half the motherfuckers out here racing don't even know who you is. You talking about I ain't done what you done. I've done three times more than you have done. You know what I'm saying?
Skip.
I don't race more than
you. Hey, Skip.
What's that, man?
The reason why I'm going to know you because you're the rest of your crew. If you had the rest of the crew, you'd be nobody.
I put my crew together. I had the fastest car for the longest. So what are you talking about? I'm the one that was driving. You don't know what the fuck going on. You just talking. You locked up too long, bro. Somebody tell that motherfucker what's going on.
Hey, Skip, I'm back now, though. That's all that matters.
Yeah, okay.
I'm back now. This old motherfucker whoop your young ass.
Man, we the same age, bro.
Hey, Skip. I ain't been in a race car in 25 years. I'm going to beat your ass.
You don't have a race car then?
I have several race cars, nigga.
Yeah, okay. All right, man. Like I said, I'm one up. It's 1-0 right now. It's going to be 2-0 on the 26th. I'm going to fuck you up every time you get on the side of me. And I'm going to let you keep your bars on, motherfucker. You can't sit like me and run like me. You can't match me pills. You can't run me on motor. You can't do shit.
I don't have a motor car.
Well, my shit run both ways. Step your game up. Be more versatile.
If you knew me, I never did have a motor car.
Well, if you want to race more, make it more versatile. Make it versatile. I think I can run the eighth or the quarter on motor, on nitrous. Make it versatile. That's why I race so much, motherfucker. You do one race an OET. I do six every OET. Step your game up, motherfucker. You talk about it. I ain't done shit. You ain't done
okay,
shit.
Okay. You telling all that shit, but
it's the truth. It ain't no shit, motherfucker.
You
see it. You see it every month.
What?
You see it every month. What you talking about? I'm talking shit. What you do every month?
Skip. You
every month.
You act like that's your car. You act like
what car?
It's not your car, though. Every car you run is not your car. You
talking about
your
car?
You track every month for money, nigga.
Yes, I do.
You don't run your car every month, nigga.
Yes, I do. Every month.
You don't run your car every no OT, nigga.
All last year, all these people.
You don't run your car every no OT.
That bullshit.
Man,
are you crazy?
I'm gonna be talking to you.
I missed one no ET.
You don't bring your car every no ET.
Man, everybody on this line can verify that, bro. I'm at every no ET. Up and down that track. Not testing. Not testing, but grudging.
I'm talking about
my
car. I'm talking about
my car.
Your car. It don't be
I don't
have no ET. Quit lying.
I didn't make April. Every year I don't go to April. That's it. So what are you talking about, man? Everybody can vouch for it on this phone. Everybody. I'm at every no ET. 6-7 grudge races every time.
Tell you man. Your car don't be there every no ET, nigga. Quit lying.
Which one did I miss? Thank
I
you.
That'll be there on 26.
Thank you. I'll write them down for you, nothing. This motherfucker's drunk. I'm finna come up there where y'all at. Like I said, I'm right around the corner. I'm finna come up there and fuck with you. And I'm gonna eat your food, nigga. I'll see you on the 26th, Nap. It ain't even no use of talking. I'm going to see you there. I might make you first. Nah, you done pissed me off. My blood pressure up. Off the trail. You want to race off the trailer?
Any more mics open?
Yep, mic open.
All the mics open?
Yeah. Hey, Squish, you still on?
Yeah, you already know I'm on. I'm sitting there listening to this.
Hey, you never got back with me about that track, the Bowling Green. What happened to that?
I didn't get in contact with the person. They're going to get with you tomorrow and get all the information. They wasn't in this day I went up there. Yeah, but I'm trying to get all that together. That went on Nashville, outside of Nashville. So, you know, get these boys come down here and go to race. Go down there and go to race.
Yeah.
Skip, is Skip still on?
No, I'm right here, bro.
Hey, Skip, how many cars you guys got coming out this year?
Six, seven, something like that.
Okay.
Yep. Trying to get a couple of the old ones back out here. We working.
That's
we working.
Yep.
It should take time.
Hey, Ridge, I got a quick question for you. Y'all going to have a medical personnel out at the track?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have two. There's two ambulances on site.
Y'all gonna have any therapists out there?
I'm working on. I'm trying to get an online degree so I can talk to some of these cats after they get.
Wait a minute.
You
mean to tell me all this time I've been calling into the show?
There gonna be a whole lot of emotional people out there. I'm just asking, you know. They gonna
Junior,
be real
I
emotional.
I thought you were my therapist.
No,
you know what you need to do for that?
You know why I don't do therapy? Because at the end of the session, I'm the type that if you feel funny and you don't feel like you won't be here anymore, I'm gonna tell you, man. Don't put it on the side of your head. Put that motherfucker down your throat and pull it.
I got therapy for some of these motherfuckers. I'm bringing the boxing gloves. That's what I'm bringing.
Oh, there you go. That's what's up.
There you go.
Hold on now, Skip. We don't promote or condone violence. Now you know we got zero tolerance over there, man.
This is This is controlled violence, though. You know what
but
I'm saying?
You know,
it can be out of
but,
hand.
But see, you know what the thing is? If some guys, you can't get them to race, you know damn well you ain't going to get them to fight, man. Shit.
Sometimes they want to fight. They want to fight before they race. There's so much shit talking.
They can fight in the bouncy house.
You know what I'm saying?
What's going on, man? What's happening, man?
Nothing, man. It's been a good show. Been some good conversation. We know that Skip and Nappy gonna handle that. If they both got oil pressure on the 26th, it's going down. Somebody getting their feelings hurt.
Hey.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Hey.
I just made it into the house. I'ma give you. I know I got a list sitting here, which may be accurate, may not be accurate, because you know sometimes some of these lock-ins, they got some type of deals they work out on the sideline.
Hey.
But yeah.
Hey, hold on 1 second, guys. Hold on, don't say nothing. Y'all hear that? Fuck Nappy, I got it. More pressure.
What's that, a Honda?
Yeah.
Hell nah.
Horsepower.
Hey, that's a Batmobile.
That's right, I'm wearing my mask.
Die, Skip, and the Batmobile. True streetable car. We'll take you on the street, even though we don't condone that.
Don't it?
We go to Mexico.
And we'll go down on your ass, he will go. And he is truly looking to engage with any of you Chicago, any of you Southern, anybody even from New York.
Hey Squinch, okay. Is that the first thing that came out your mouth was Chicago. Me and the gentleman already have an agreement there. And the LTD and the Batmobile will be engaging, bro.
That's all right.
What?
Are you? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah,
go ahead and talk.
Go.
I'm about to try to get. I'm gonna try to get the Buick on the line right now. Let me call my man. See, can I get the Buick on the line? Hey, hold on.
That's
he said. Hey, Slugs. How he said Buick. Let me see if we can get his Buick on the line.
Well, let me see what I got here. July the 26th, we got off the trailer. We got Chucky with Motown. On 28th, head up, flip for lanes. They locked in. They're going to lock in 500 as soon as they get to the track on the 1,000. Track rules. Let me see who else we got. We got Dougie and Darth Vader locked in 5:25, ready to race by 4:00. They got a 45-minute turnaround.
Somebody got to put their phone on mute. If I ain't talking, put your phone on mute so we can hear Junior.
Okay, we got the street team locked in with Little Tony. They got a thousand rules in here, but it's supercharged, no nitrous, against a small block with nitrous. Eighth mile head up pro tree. I mean, I'm sorry, 1:05 head up pro tree track rules. Yes.
Hey, everybody, put their phone on mute. It's somebody talking in the back. We can't hear. Thanks.
Yeah, we got, like I said, we got Street Team and Little Tony locked in. We got Street Team and the LTD locked in. They got one on an undisclosed number, supercharged versus small block on spray, 8 mile, pro tree track rule. We got Todd versus Little Tony. We got Little Tony's GTR against Ice Cube Supra. We got Little Tony locked in with the Buick boys out of Chicago. Let's see who else we got locked in here.
The Little Tony Show.
That's what it is. We got Dinier.
We got Rules versus Dinier.
We got Danye and Regulator Jr. locked in. They got five on five, 29 no bars. Let's see who else we got in here.
Hey, Junior.
Let me look over. Yes.
Junior.
Yes.
Actually, that race right there, Danye versus Dune Jr., it's
right.
supposed to be shoot trim.
What was that?
They locked in on shootout trim.
Yeah, which basically whatever the shootout, which is no bigger than a 29W then.
Yeah.
Because that's what the shootout is, correct? Or a 315, whichever one it may be.
Right.
You got if I'm not mistaken, these are some other ones we got here. The one with Street King versus Tim. We got Little Will versus Dark Vader. Who else we got here? Not confirmed, but they say it was a lock. Was a Mans Camaro versus Turbo GT off the trailer. And Leon's Camaro versus Ground and Pound. Ground and Pound's new Nova. So, we got some good shit locked in.
You mentioned Lil Tony and Street King?
Oh, yeah, that's another one. We got Lil Tony and Street King, and we got Chucky and Lil Tony. That's another one.
And Chucky versus Motown.
Yeah, we mentioned
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I had said that one, that Chucky versus Motown. Yeah.
Did you get Jimbo versus Dougie?
No, see those they may have. That's why I'm saying there's some of these races that they may have locked them in somewhere else, and I wouldn't own this. So these are the ones that either I was a part of the discussion or they were spoke about on the show.
And the piggyback off of that, man, if you miss this event, you're going to miss one of the baddest grudge events of the year. I mean, we just mentioned the lock-in. On top of the shootout, I mean, you get.
The shootout is great because, you know, it's a filler. But the way it's looking right now, as you said, grudge racing is a priority. So what that means. In between the shootout rounds, before the shootout and after the shootout, ain't no excuse for nobody to say, unless there's things that happen which there is no control over, then, you know, things happen. But other than that, there's no reason why, if you're trying to grudge race or if you have a locked-in grudge race, why you shouldn't get it off. Now, if you're sitting in your trailer for 4 hours talking shit, drinking, shooting dice, you know, don't come say, man, I've been sitting 4 hours waiting. No, you weren't waiting in that staging lane, you know. That grudge lane will be a priority.
You got one more race, the very first race that was locked in on your show when we was on our way back from a Mike Hill race. Mario and the Bill Collector and Lil Chris and the Spoiled Brat.
That is correct. Yep. See, I got that one down as because that the discussion was Little Tony and Squinchy. That's why I said that one, Little Tony and Squinchy. Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, you did say Squinchy. Okay, yeah.
Yes, sir.
So there is no reason for people to say ain't no races locked up. I think you counted off 12, didn't you?
I've got 15. Now I got it. I got it confirmed right now. Yeah, we got Dougie and Jimbo, 8 Mile Heads Up. Run. Oh shit! See, this is what I'm talking about. Run with your motherfucking broom. That's grudge racing. They coming to win, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Ain't none of that. You pull off a wire, and I'ma have a flat tire. All that other bullshit they like throwing in there.
How many races you got locked in?
How many of them do I got on there?
Yeah.
Roughly, I've got about 15 races on there.
Yeah. and you can't say there ain't no racist lock. Then you know you got other guys that's gonna engage with each other when they get to the
pool. Oh yeah. There's. Myself and the Batmobile. You know, we have an understanding where he gonna do what he gotta do because we gonna take care of the team first, and after that, I mean, we ready to engage. You know, so yeah, Squinchy. I haven't forgot what you said the other days, a couple of weeks ago now.
What was that?
We may be the senior now. With that, what was that? Spoiled tomato or something like that? You saw?
It's my car spoiled brat, my speedable car.
I don't know whether it was a spoiled brat, spoiled tomato. It's all spoiled, so it don't matter. It's all the same thing to me.
You might be the CD, but if you racing Skip, you right. You might be the CD. You might be racing the bill collector too. We all sitting kind of the same.
I mean, it's a streetable car. It's a streetable car. Got full exhaust coming out the back. I mean, come on.
I mean, hey, I will gladly entertain you if you care. I'm gonna tell you this. Y'all get a small block. I will gladly engage you for something like.
A small block, especially four-door, on spray, stock suspension car there. Come on.
I'm a stock suspension 28 big block. I'm not going to lie to you.
See, you a full-grown man. I ain't got nothing but a little baby. But you know,
I don't believe that about a small block, not even a Ford small block. That sounds convincing to the naked ear, to the layman.
I'm going to say this, depending how the day starts off, you never know. You know, it ain't hard to make a motherfucker go off now. But that is to be seen.
Okay. We will entertain that because I am most definitely and waiting with bated breath to meet you, see you finally in person.
No doubt.
If I can get engaged with you possibly, that would make my mom. We got A Junior. We happen to have a Young Gun on the line. I don't know. You know, he only say two words a year, especially when it's only involved. Maybe he can get the tuna could get something out of him. Yeah, we got Young Money, Little Chris on the phone. Chris, what you got to say about this up and coming race?
Come on. Come on, you can't be shy. Come on in
be
here.
Be shy.
Believe one thing. The water's full of piranhas, but it feels so nice though. Come on. There ain't gonna bite.
I think he fell off. He got scared.
Hello?
See, you can't get him to talk. He'll smile, but you get him in that car. He got a big hook for them piranhas. He pull them on in. He will hook them and reel them on in. For real.
Young.
Sling them behind to the back of the boat.
Hey, youngin', are you ready to engage, man?
I think we lost him. He fell off. I'm going to try to get him back on the line.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. What we spoke about yesterday with regards to, I'm not going to label it as Young Guns, but the rookies, it don't matter if you 50 years old or you 16 years old, We need to show them recognition because, I mean, everybody here started at the bottom or close to the bottom, you know. And right now we have the opportunity to showcase those that are up and coming.
Yes, we do. You know, that's the one thing I want to do is put something together
now,
so we can showcase them cats.
Now, as I said yesterday, you got to have them kills got to be confirmed, you know, because it's easy to come on here and say, man, I raced 35 times this season, you know, I should be recognized. If they ain't confirmed, this is a media age, whether it's on YouTube, a picture, a video, or even if it's just the chat on Facebook or one of these shows. As long as you confirm that it's confirmed that you're engaging, I mean, come on, we gotta recognize them. And it don't matter whether you got a 15-second car or you got a 6-second car, it don't matter. Still the same thing. You're engaging.
Right.
Well,
hell,
that's right.
Only a check.
What was that?
Well, you right, Skip. See somebody. Skip, you a veteran. You've been doing this 25 years. You just said that. But like you say, right now out of Detroit, we got Lil Chris. I want to know who the young gun out of Chicago is, out of Indiana. I really want to know who the other two cats for the Midwest is representing out there racing. You know, what other state do we really consider the Midwest to drag race?
Right.
Grudge race.
You would figure the Midwest would be from Ohio to Wisconsin, from Michigan on down to hell, shit. I don't know nothing under Illinois. Shit, I don't know.
One of them, Indiana.
You got Indiana, you got Illinois, you got, considered Midwest, you got Iowa. I mean,
you know, I'm, like I said, I'm getting new to the game. I don't know any, I have really, other than the beat, this ever seen representation. It's been Chicago, Detroit, and like you say, Ohio. I've seen a couple grudge races out of there. Carter went down there and beat up on them boys.
They just started that. I mean, we've been racing Chicago.
Pennsylvania. You got the Pennsylvania boys. But what do you more consider that, Midwest or Southern?
Pennsylvania, I mean, depending, if you were to split off into Pittsburgh, then I guess technically that would be a part of the Midwest, but I think that's more considered East Coast than anything, you know.
Okay. Right. The Pittsburgh boys, you know, the Pittsburgh boys, they got some cars. I've been down there. I watched them come up there. Few events in Ohio, and they bring some monsters.
And you know what? I tell you this. I mean, you need to, for those who are in touch with people in Ohio, you need to reach out to them. I mean, this ain't just exclusive to us over here. You know, when it come time,
right.
I mean, the more participation you get, I mean, the more states. I mean. After a while, you know, you guys up there, you guys are used to racing each other week in, week out.
Right.
You know, you need to change it up sometime, you know?
Yeah.
You don't remember,
right,
Joey,
about that?
We used to come to Chicago every weekend.
Y'all used to come down here. Yeah. And I mean, that's something that again, I hope you guys start doing it again, you know?
Right.
We ain't got a problem feeding y'all and giving y'all liquor and women and whooping y'all ass, too, and sending you on your merry way. We ain't got a problem with that either now.
Right.
I'm going to tell you this. In the grudge scene, we got a couple, and again, I mean, you can't really call them rookies, but they you consider them rookies because they've been out the game, you know, for a couple of years. But now, but we got a couple women over here that are coming up. You know, we got a couple guys that I guess into the grudge game. You can consider them rookies, which I mean, they're gonna be tough. You know, they just starting to sort things out, get it together, and. You know, like I had said previously to you, Squinch, I mean, July, August, September, I mean, you're going to start seeing a lot of them.
Right. It's going to be, because this, we had, you know, we came out racing real heavy at the beginning of the year. I mean, five, I did 5 weeks non-stop back-to-back, and that's a lot, you know, especially me being new into the game, you know. I was used to only being there maybe once or twice a month. Now 5 weeks, and then now we got the break, and I got a chance to rest the car to come back and going back into the, as I call it, my lab of another 5 or 6 weeks, you know. And I know a bunch more guys coming out with cars.
If you look at it, you guys over there have been able to get off, what, about 4 Noe T's already?
Yeah.
And we just had 1-2 events. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, people been out testing. They've been out going to other places. But, I mean, for the most part, in Illinois here, I mean, nothing's – we haven't got nothing going yet, you know. We just started. Yes, sir.
Street team trying to get in.
Oh, I don't have control. I ain't got control of the boys. Slouch, you still on there? Yeah, I'm a little discombobulated today. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get it on.
That's why I can't wait to see what's going to go on with these and with this event that's coming up, you know. We have already, to me, had a very successful first part of the season. Now we coming back for the second half. This is what's going to be on, guys. This is what's going to make it. You know, I know when Young Money Never Scared camp, what we looking at, where we coming from, what we getting ready to do, you know. John Doe, Gold Digger, you know, I'm hoping that we get the Green Duster out, Nappy cars. Man, they got some mean cars coming, you know. Some mean cars, you know. Junior?
Yeah, I'm trying to get up in here. I've been having some issues with the board and stuff. I'm trying to get in there to see if I can open these. Hey, Slouch, are you still on? Nope, Slouch fell off. Damn it.
Yeah, you know how I usually keep you going, man. I keep something, something to talk about.
No doubt.
Yeah, I got into a super confrontation with me and Chucky. Because they be coming at Chucky. Me and Chucky been going back and forth all week long with them Southern boys. And I'm trying to cut my teeth with them cats, learning how to get them to get them to lock in. Because they some, them cats is slick with the way they say stuff. And I got the king of all kings that came on us this week. Tony Bynes jumped knee deep down and kind of at me and Chucky. And Chucky held his own. And that's where I was trying to bait him in, you know, getting on other shows. Talking with them.
You know what the thing is that, I mean, what they saying ain't nothing slick. Because the only thing, they change up the terminology. Do you have to listen very well? Hell yeah, because they steady trying to put you in the trick bag. But I mean
yes,
this is basics here, you know?
That's right.
Me, I speak slow. So I won't be misinterpreted. You can understand what I say. And, you know, and you got some people talk real fast and real slick. Well, guess what? You're going to repeat it 10 times, whatever you said, till I get it right.
Right. You know.
Junior.
Yeah, and that's...
Yeah.
I got Street Team on there right here.
Yeah, what's happening?
Going on, fellas? Y'all all right?
All right. What's going on, man?
Y'all,
what's going on?
We're saying them lock-ins, man, but... We locked in Cecil Race Car with our street car on the show too. I ain't hearing nothing about that 105.
Oh, you know what? Then that
head up 8 miles.
Might have missed that one, but I'm get it down on paper. We need to get Cecil on here so we can get clarification.
If we locked that in with Slouch, the money already been put up. Cecil gonna put his money up. And I done put my money up. Money already been put up.
Okay, so it
so,
was Street Team.
And we locked in with Chad. Brian Davis holding the money. We locked in with Chad for $5,000 too with his street car, with Whippy Quick street car. So it's going down on the 26th.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I see y'all got multiple engagements now. So you got a lock in with Cecil.
105.
Which was 105, okay.
Head up 8 miles. And we running with the quick. They got a street car. They got a Mustang with a supercharger on it. And we're going to go to the ace with them.
Okay. And you got...
And the money already being put up.
Yeah, Junior, and I'm going to knock our cow head off.
Cremo, what's happening?
Is that the... Cremo! Hold on, I got to stand up because it's getting ready to get loud in my house. Let me walk
okay,
out of my
so,
porch.
So, hey, street team, quick question. The one with Chad, you had 1-on-5 with Chad? Or
we, no, we only put 500 on 5, but Brian Davis got the money.
Oh,
and how's that? And how's that race?
Head up 8 miles.
Okay.
No tie bigger than 28.
You said, yeah, I'm writing this down. You said no tie bigger than a 28.
That was they said. Them motherfuckers can come on 33s if they want to. We don't give a fuck.
Okay.
God
yeah, that's
damn.
What I'm
talking about. Street
that's what I'm talking about.
See, y'all talking. Y'all talking like y'all sitting like I sit. Y'all getting me real interested. But if I didn't have so much, you getting me interested. You getting me real interested. That's for a car, streetable car now.
Yeah, it is. You know what? You drive that bitch anywhere. It's a 100.
I ain't going to tell you that lie. I'm not going to tell you that lie. We can drive the motherfucker. We drive it up to the line. We drive it through the track. We'll run down to the store and get a fifth and bring it back at the track.
No, I believe that because I, if I'm not mistaken, I seen a video where y'all was at the East English Bar and Grill.
Yes, we were. You seen that video? We drove it up there.
Yes, sir. Yes,
pulled
sir.
Out, hit a whole shot, drove it on down
the
street.
And if you look on Hood TV, you will see when we raced Skip, we drove that bitch from the track to the races and did it in Mexico.
Sure did. Beat my
y'all
ass.
Y'all drove that motherfucker to Mexico?
We did it in Mexico. Yeah, we did it in Mexico.
Y'all silly as hell, man. I don't know. Look, I'm going to get an hold of you. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to go look at your video. I'm going to think about it. Then you get on the property, you get up with me, we're going to put something together. Okay? We're going to put something together.
Hey, we always looking to engage, man. We always looking.
I know.
We looking for June. If anybody know him, he's talking. He say he ready. We done beat his ass 3 times. If he got 5,000, tell him to come on.
Who was that now?
June with that orange Corvette.
Oh, you say what? You mean dude that's out there from Michigan, or you saying from Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Up from Michigan with that orange Corvette.
Yeah.
We looking to engage with Hey Yo Steve. With Steve, with Cotton.
Oh, well, shit. Hey, Ridge, Slouch, y'all going to have a separate lane just for street team then. Shit.
Hey, we ain't testing shit. We coming right off the trailer. First motherfucker get in line, get his head knocked off. We have to get out on the track.
Mike, you really getting fucking reckless now. What did you say? You really getting fucking reckless. You said you coming right off the motherfucking trailer and the first motherfucker to get in your way. What?
We judging whoever first in line, when we get there, we going straight to the line. We don't care if they made 20 hits. We ain't testing. We have to get out on the track.
In other words, what you gonna test on your ass if you get in the game, motherfucker?
Can you see this motherfucker trying to bait me in? I'm sitting up here with 2 towels and a bucket under my mouth because there's so much shit falling out of me, goddammit. It's watering, and he knows he's saying this shit, and I'm an interesting motherfucker because I love to lock some shit in and do it. That's the thing, because I got Chemo, and when I get to fuck you up, Chemo, with the street car? Fuck you up with my slow ass bitch to get you out there. No, we got to do that at Fields event. Yeah, I get to expose another one, y'all. I'm gonna expose Chemo. That's what that. Actually, I said we was gonna change the name of the car from Spoiled Black to expose a motherfucker. So you might fuck around and get that, but you drive, you might expose me. We feeling like, okay.
Hey, You got somebody riding in the car, got the window on or something. You got some background noise there. If you can, mute your mic. Thank you.
He's drinking, man. He's drunk, man.
Hey, Squincher, you ain't scared to talk to Chemo like that, man? That's sub-zero, baby.
Chemo paying for the rights to not be. You got to sign a waiver that day to videotape that race because Chemo ain't gonna want it exposed. You know, no rebroadcast this specified event like they do on football and shit. That's what Chemo gonna do. You know.
Yeah, I'm gonna gap the man. I ain't got time.
Now you gonna gap me?
He's a fool right there.
Oh, y'all, shit, I knew y'all were going to have music over there. I figured y'all would have had El DeBarge or some shit. I didn't figure Charlie Wilson be there, but, I mean,
this will, Chemo, you supposed to get me. Am I right or wrong?
No. See, here you go with that bull. Oh, let's put that on the gap.
You supposed to get me, Chemo.
There you go. Well, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to get you, ass. Well, you know what, Switch? I was listening to you. You said you over there.
Hold on. I fell off for a second. Go ahead, Chemo. What was you saying? I had stopped for a minute. What was you saying? I got quiet for a minute.
Hey, you was over there. You got something for us. The southern guys, right? You got to handle the north before you think you can go down south.
I'm engaged to South Chemo. I ain't got that many northern guys compared to how I usually race. I race clear up to the track. It's closed. I got a few northern guys, but I'm going to get the southern boys what they want. If I have to pay a lockup out of getting away from them and the people, some of that is maybe if they get show up on the property races. You know how that goes. Lil Will and them, you know, if they show up, if DMX get there with the car, we can put that together. Shit, I got room. I'm going to take a for show thing before I know thing. You know? That's how I'm going to do that.
DMX is a show thing before?
Mario, you talking about which race you talking about? I'm talking about the 26 race. We talking about that, right?
Yeah.
The 26, we got for show, we got Mario, we got Dougie. We got, God dang, it's somebody else. I got so many. Like I said, I can get to my paper. It's supposed to be Lil Will, but if he got the car out, you know, Junior, you got anything wrote down? Shit, I got somebody else. Hell, you know, my memory.
I mean, street team. I mean,
the street team that got me excited.
I mean, he didn't get you too excited because you let him get away.
Dude, I ain't let him get away because I want to get him on the property and see. I do. He got me excited. I almost jumped in, but I can't. I got a bad habit, and I got a flag coming up on my phone talking about sit back. You know, I got a leash that I have to wear around my neck. You know, I got to, you know, we got the president. He's getting in too deep. Don't have us all out here. We can't go to Iraq and Afghanistan at the same time. That lady be pulling me back. Let's take one country at a time.
Hey, but Junior, I mean,
yeah,
you know what? You didn't say I had that race with Cal City Cal, but I talked to one of Cal City Cal partners, and they said he did buy his dress for the date.
Let me get that one locked in there. Let me get that locked in. So we got Chemo.
race out that back go.
What was that?
That's a race to go out that back go.
You know what? I recall it vaguely.
You can put, you can put how
you guys
much you
have spoke
on
upon
there.
That.
How could I done it?
What was the stiffs on that?
Me and Cal City Cal, the race out the back door.
Head up.
Yeah, head up out that back door. So I think he was drunk, man, and got on one of the on this damn somewhere. Truck around, stuck his foot in some quicksand. Didn't know where he was going.
Well, that's another one that's confirmed then. Yeah, there's definitely going to be some engaging, boy.
Yeah, everybody, man, everybody,
what
you
say, boy? What, you breaking up. Who was that?
When I beat, Frenchie over there, I'm going to let him get, I'm going to let him see if he wants to get that little Tony's right.
There you go.
When,
yeah, I am going to get, if you do beat me, I just get back with Darth Vader. Give me the lead.
Fucking crazy.
Give
hold
me
on,
the,
hold on, hold
give
on. Hey, Squinch, I got a question. You know, I don't like getting in nobody's business, but hold on, man.
Yeah.
You saying you going to run them head up with the street car, but you want to leave with the race car?
Nah, I'm talking, because I know he going to talk shit. You know I'm off the wall with my...
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't me. I just want to make sure it wasn't me that sounded retarded thinking it. Okay.
Nah, you know I'm retarded. It's cool, though. He got the baddest lock up paying race. I mean, race car out there, turbo race car. Did you get a award for that, Kimo?
Coming around.
You know, hey, you know what's gonna happen with Kimo, right? Same way I remember. Beginning of last year, end of the year before that, y'all was steady always dogging Johnny Quick, but shit, I don't hear the motherfuckers talking about Johnny Quick no more.
Johnny Quick couldn't speak to that shit.
What was that?
Johnny Quick with the speech and all that.
That's what I'm saying. You know, because, I mean, truth be told, Kimo, you know, they used to dog Johnny real bad. But, boy, that man came out on a tear and cleaned house. I don't hear none of y'all. None of y'all saying nothing about Johnny Quick.
Avery either.
Who?
Abe.
I mean, he's been mighty quiet, hasn't he?
Yeah, he rolling in there on the 26th. I think him and Lil Tony or somebody got something going on.
Now that's another one there. We got a lot of them that are staying real quiet. Y'all need to watch your asses. Was that the mailman?
Yes, sir. Junior, good evening to you.
Good evening to you, sir. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Will we be seeing you on the 26th? Are you guys ready?
I'm trying my damnest, Junior. I'm trying.
I want to try
Nappy right there.
What'd
you say, Kimo?
you cussing out there like that, you go ahead, huh?
Yeah, I want to try Nappy. I want to try that old green Mustang. I'll try him.
There you go.
Hey,
that's an old school.
Hey.
That's an old school race there. I like that.
I hear you. I said I hear you.
We get down.
I know
get
it.
There,
I know it.
Down.
I know it, Nappy. Now, we already spoke on that.
Okay.
The man asked me a question. Did I have anybody in mind? I said, yes, sir, Nappy.
Mr. Brown, with all due respect, when y'all going to be out? Y'all don't, you just trying to make the show, that 26 show?
That's it. I'm going to put it back in the garage after the 26.
Because I engage with you if you come to field show, because we ain't got that many races going on. That'd be a nice little matchup. You want to race my street car on the 12th at
What are you talking about, that red car with that white hood on it?
Yeah, it's a piece of shit.
Oh, no, man, I don't race no damn big blocks, man. I stay in my lane.
Before you say that, can I at least just get you to listen to a small description of the car?
No, I mean,
yes,
I done seen it. I done seen it three times. You know, I done seen the car up close. I don't want no trouble. How they say it down south? Hey, Squinchy, how they say it down south? Red Rock. Your hands gonna be full if that Lil Will and them roll up in there. So I'm hollering Red Rock.
I'm looking for Lil Will and them.
Well, they trying their best to make it.
Big West Prime, me and you don't get along all the time, but don't worry about that one. That one right there, Squinchy, by the time Lil Tony's race is here, we'll be rolling around in my truck. Don't worry about him.
You not going to even tie it down? You going to let it roll around and make noise?
I'm just going to let it knock dents in the back of my truck. He ain't going to be the only one rolling around back there.
I've been talking off the wall and talking crazy, though. But, hey, Junior and Mr. Brown, I want y'all to think about this. Chemo, why would you even – I got a certain class of cars that I wouldn't even race. Look at what Mr. Brown said. I'm not even going to entertain or come at you, sir. You know, I'm out of my league. I can't get a guy to walk up to me with a car. Hold on. That a car that I feel is beneath me, and I say, hey, man, I'm not going to race you because you ain't sitting or you ain't really where I'm at. Chemo, I'm trying you. If you got so what you saying, why are you even letting me get next to you with a car that we could drive up to the store, get a fifth of liquor, come back, get in the lane for a drink, and then go down the track with? Just answer me.
Hey, can you drive Darth Vader up to the store?
No, I can't.
Good.
What?
I'm glad. I don't want you to say it's a streetcar when I stick this dick up in you.
Damn. Is that Super Doug just came
out? What'd you say, Doug?
Say the same old story. I want to make sure you weren't going to say that Darth Vader was a streetcar either. You know, you're going to try to figure out what's wrong with that.
Dougie. You jumping in on a different gabble. I'm talking about Chemo. Because
I like Bush Brown.
I'm talking about Chemo. So you jumping on me about Bush Brown. Mr. Brown declined respectfully. He said he seen the car. You getting in the way of what me and Chemo got.
Hey, Squinch, my understanding of that was you went into the schoolyard, into the sandbox, and they just called the bully out, boy. Come on. Come on, man. Mr. Brown, I don't mean no disrespect to you, sir. I say this with the utmost respect. But you went over there where them senior citizens were, Squinch. You got tough with them, and guess what? They called your bully ass out. Come on, get down.
And look, I'm willing to. I'm a bully. Look, Junior, I want you to know this is the type of bully I am. I went into the prison yard picking on the biggest boys lifting all of the heavy weights, swinging them everywhere with them pretty big chest stuck out with them weak little legs. And I instead of punching him in the ass or hitting him in the chest, I kicked his legs from underneath. The chemo, you get ready to get a taste of that.
Okay, Junior, hold on, Junior.
That's the only thing I've been fighting. I've been fighting them big-chested boys with my little streetcar. And that's how I'm coming to kids. Now, hold on. I'm going to take this back a notch. Mr. Brown, if that's the way it was said and put out there that I'm coming to your sandbox or over your checker table, I apologize. I'm trying to look for you to get something going on at IZ, and I think that'd be a good little race because no one for it was going to drop.
I like that. I like the way you just said that. Hey, Mr. Brown, you see how you got yourself?
Yes,
sir. I like that. I like the way you bagged up. All right, you cool now, Squint.
I was going to say, Junior, I'm one of them guys with a big chest, with them little legs, but I got a set of training wheels to keep me up on my feet.
There you go.
Goddamn right. Won't be no kicking me down, goddamn it. I'm gonna drive that motherfucker.
Woo!
Lord,
I'm
the claw.
What you trying to say, Dougie? You a try dog Vader?
Oh, he gonna try dog with Darth Vader. He gonna try. He gonna try. Dougie wasn't listening to the show earlier. Dougie wasn't listening. Dougie, we repeated that three times. Dougie, we going to get our thing on. Dougie, my baby. We going
to
get that on.
Hey, I've been listening to the show since 801, Squinch.
Is
Darth Vader ready right now?
Why? Who was that on? Was that Timo, first of all?
Yeah, I'm going to try Darth Vader at, how about not, poor Brano. If you got Darth Vader and Mylan on the tail, I'll turn right around and race Darth Vader. So I'm going to just stick the neck out there. Don't cut this motherfucker off.
I got to get him comfortable. We talked about that earlier. Dougie listened to that earlier. He would listen to the show someday. I have to get him comfortable.
And you know what? And you know what, Squinch? That's very understandable. But adjust your mirrors while you bag up, all right?
Hey, look, Junior, I'm learning how to do that. I ain't good at backing up. I always go crooked and bump something. And then I always end up having to go all the way forward and going down through that. I end up having to go all because I can't back up good.
I know, that's why I told you to adjust the mirrors, but that was well said. Mm-hmm. I understand exactly what you know, you want to get your driver acclimated to the car. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Junior,
but like I said.
Hey, Squinch.
Yes,
did I understand it right? Did I understand it right? Skip's driving the car?
No. Skip is the backup for Spoiled Brat. I'm gonna, we got that car doing what it's got to be doing. If Chris is in Darth Vader, then I'm gonna put Skip and Spoiled Brat. If I got something coming up, Skip's gonna have to drive because you know Skip be over there with us because you know Myron too.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, Skip and drove plenty of shit faster than all that shit you got over there. So you ain't got to worry about getting him squared away in none of them cars.
Oh, damn.
You're right. Thank you, Dougie. I love you to death because, you know, I got some slow-ass shit. And that's why I'm trying to figure out how the fuck we keep getting away with the bullshit I'm getting away with. Like your motherfucking homeboys with that raggedy-ass slow motherfucker. Excuse me, Lavelle. I'm sorry, Rube. I don't want to ruffle no feathers or hurt no feelings because I know y'all may be listening not be on. But I'm trying to put Spoiled Brat back on that motherfucker. Because them two cars we got out there, goddammit, that was luck of the draw, goddammit. If he wouldn't turn that red light on, we'd have had they ass hung and exposed the right way. I ain't backing that up. That's a call out.
Hey, Squinch, so if I heard you right, you just told me that you beat Ruben twice?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Once.
I thought he drugged you twice. I'm just curious.
He what?
I thought he drugged
you
twice. I was just curious.
He beat me once. I beat him the second time. He asked, hey, hold on, a win is a win, so he got two. A win is a win.
Yeah.
A win is a win, especially when you got a 2,400-pound big block, ladder bar, Liberty car.
Hey, Dougie. Hey, I got a question to ask you. Hey, at the beginning of the show, since you came on at 8:01, Meatball said that he had got a text and said Ruben crashed the car over the weekend. Did you hear anything about that?
Did
he? I have not heard nothing about that.
Okay. He didn't know. He said somebody texted him and said that, but he asked and didn't nobody say anything about it, you know. So I just figured, you know, by you being, you know, pretty smart on that Facebook thing, I was just wondering, had you heard anything? Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, it was just a rumor, and it's dead.
I've been driving on my way back from Texas all day, so I ain't been on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I'm confirming that right now. I'm checking into that right now. I'm actually calling Lavelle.
Oh, okay. All right. Somebody saying something.
Yeah, I sound muffled. Can't hear it. Hey, Kimbo, that's you, man. You're all muffled when you're talking.
I said, which, who's supposed to crash their car?
Oh,
Meatball had came on and said he had got it. Hold on, y'all.
Hold on, Mr. Brown. Excuse me, Junior. Gentlemen, we did have an accident. Right now, I got the veil on the line. He gonna give us what's going on, but right now, what I'm hearing is Ruben's okay. Go ahead, Lavelle.
Yeah, it was just out testing the new car we're bringing out, and the brakes went out on the car.
Okay. How did it turn out? I mean, you know, brakes don't sound pretty good. I mean, how is the driver, first and foremost?
The driver good, the car good. We got the car back to the shop cleaned up and everything is good. So, you know, we just got to go through the brake system on the car. So.
Okay.
Which one was
that?
Your Monte Carlo or Lavelle?
No, it's another Mustang we bringing out. So.
Oh, okay.
All right. Remember the things I was saying earlier in the show that you bring these new cars out, you need a minute to work out the bugs because you got so many. It's good to have something new on your cars, but like my man said, he had a brand new Sprag and stuff breaks. You got to be broken in. Stuff got to wear in. Bringing these stupid, fast-ass cars out there, man, we can hurt ourselves, and that's why I'm trying to get my boy acclimated to what we got. You got to race the car, test the car, check it out, launch it, see what it do, and bring it back and see what else it does. Go ahead, Lavelle.
Yeah, well, we had the car last year. We made some motor passes with the car last year, but the car set over the winter. It was in different people's hands during the winter, so, you know, the car went well on motor last year, so. You know, we ain't nobody think that, you know, we went through everything but the brakes, so. But now we're going to take care of that, so. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Lavelle, do me a favor. You tell my girls I said hello in the morning when they wake up, please, sir.
I will. They still up right now.
Oh, well, you.
Hey, Lavelle. Hey, Lavelle, what y'all going to do about my rematch with,
they're going to drag you for the third time?
Hey, Dougie.
Yeah.
Let Lavelle talk.
Hey, we're going to get down. That car probably
Lavelle, go ahead, tell him.
You're going to
drag him for the third time.
Hey, Dougie. The outcome will be the same. It probably happened that Martin, to be honest with you, though, Squishy. Because we're trying to get the buzz worked out this other car for Martin right now. And we're trying to get BR's car done for Martin, so.
Okay, I mean, I would love to go and expose y'all, you know, out there if you can't get it out as well. I would imagine get my rematches to expose y'all. I didn't get to do it. Especially Dougie on the
try, but I'm trying to get them two cars done for Martin right now. You know what I'm saying? So.
I understand. I understand. Okay, what you got coming out again? You want to give